Joining me live in studio is Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
Morning, dude. Good. How are you?
Hey, appreciate you swinging by
in
our wonderful spring weather today.
Yeah, it's like a winter morning. Coming through the Narrows this morning, it was pretty much a whiteout when I came through.
Yeah. Well, someday.
What do you do?
Someday, sometime, right?
It's still better than any place else, so that's right? The way I look at it.
Well, Sheriff, we appreciate your time, and we haven't been able to catch up with you for a couple of months, and so glad we were able to make it work this month, but wanted to start out and just see if there was any updates on a case that's still under investigation. We got a couple details, but sounds like that incident in Etna is still being worked out.
Yeah, we had a shooting in Etna. I think it would fall under the domestic relation category as far as what happened there. We're still looking into some things, there hasn't been any charges filed as of yet, but there was some, you know, significant injuries, I believe that person's out of the hospital now, but that's still a investigation, and as she recovered and we were able to talk to her a little more, we're still looking into those things. So
some more details when the investigation is complete thing, right?
Yep. We'll release something when we complete that.
I know one of the questions that we were getting is that people were saying, well, is there still a danger to the community? And there never was at
never
any point,
was.
Right?
Right. And that's what I was going to mention. And there was never... because I heard some of that as well. There was never a threat to the community or neighbors there. It was an isolated, like I said, it would fall under the domestic relations category, and there wasn't a threat to the people around. We didn't have a shooter around the valley that put other people at risk. So.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. We'll watch for more details on that as the investigation concludes. Speaking with Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. Sheriff, we've seen some seatbelts make some pretty big impacts recently.
Yeah.
And understand that the Sheriff's Department working on a campaign for those again.
Yeah, we do it every year in coordination with the state, and we're that's this month, so we're going to be looking for seatbelt and education is always a huge part of what we do, and encouragement to get some seatbelts worn. But like you say, we had a fatal accident with an ejection. You know, the person left the vehicle, which is obviously a seatbelt issue. And you can second guess what would have happened or wouldn't have. But the reality is when you get ejected, your chances of survival are minimal. So we encourage people to buckle up and drive safe. I mean, you know, I'm warning like this morning. It's a kind of a big deal. Get your seatbelt on.
Yeah. Well, we had the incident in the Narrows as well where the outcome was different because of the seatbelt use.
Yep, exactly. So they do save lives. I know some people are – it's government overreach. I get all that. But at the end of the day, what our idea is that it helps save lives. And, you know, you see the – over the years, and you're probably no different. When I was a kid, you know, came from a – family with seven kids, and none of us had seat belts or car seats, and we were all over that station wagon from the dashboard to the back if my mom hit the brakes. We've come a long way, and we have some car seat requirements, kids that have in no doubt have saved lives, you know, hundreds or thousands of lives in accidents with car seats. So, you know, we've made some progress there, and I think the recognition is there that it does make a difference in your chances of survival of a serious accident.
So, Sheriff, when we talk about education, how do you guys approach that as a department? Do you spend some time in the schools and do some things like that?
We always do the education factor, you know, some of our social media stuff in regards to seatbelts, some encouragement. And then even on the enforcement side, when we do traffic stops and do some education sometimes. So seatbelts is a secondary violation. So we don't stop people for not wearing a seatbelt. But if you're speeding or involved in an accident or there's another violation and there's a traffic stop initiated, then a seatbelt can be addressed at that time, whether it's through education or a citation. So and we always err on the side of education first, but part of our job is enforcement as well. So,
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio today here on the Weekday Wake Up. Sheriff, another item is the blue lights. We talked about that a number of months ago, and I've started seeing those pop up more and more around the county.
It's pretty neat. If you drive through the valley, well, through all Lincoln County, they're in the evening, those things are bright, and they certainly show up. And we had, I mean, it's been a great thing for us and for our people to see that support out there. We had initially, I came from a administrator conference with, I think, 20 light bulbs. And as of last week, we distributed about 300. We had the Police Officer Foundation that donated a bunch, and an individual donated some. I just got about 40 more, so, 'cause we've gone through everything that we've had. So that's a neat thing. And again, you know, with everything going on in the country and the defund the police and the sentiment towards law enforcement that's sometimes not positive, it's really been neat to see the support for law enforcement with those blue lights. So we have a few more if people want them, and you stop by the sheriff's office and we'll get you one.
Excellent. That's Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio. One final thing. We talk about this every time you come in, but I keep seeing you guys are always looking for help in both Afton and Kemmer.
Yeah. It's tough. We're competing with people that sometimes pay a little better, and that makes it tough. And with what's happened with the economy and housing, and it's just compounded that problem. So Blake Ritchie is a local kid, started this morning in field training up here in Afton. We have some dispatchers from jail spots. We have another spot in patrol up here, another spot for that we're in the process of filling in Kemmer. So it seems to be a consistent state of recruitment at this point.
Yeah.
Where it wasn't always that way, but that's kind of where we're at. And I don't think it's exclusive to the sheriff's office.
Oh, anyway. No, not at all. You don't have to be a cop per se to join your staff. You have positions for everybody.
We have civilian positions, and we also provide the training. So we certainly hire people, quality people, good judgment, well-rounded people that apply. We'll put them through the academy and pay them while they're there and teach them. So yeah, we're looking for just good people to apply and join our department. It's a rewarding job. It really is a good career. So
Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio. Sheriff, thanks for your time. Anything you missed?
No, I think that's it. I appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. And it's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.